Written our Shabbos Parshas Mishpatim. In the middle of this week's Parsha, the Pasuk tells us, Uvasar Basada Shrifa, when there's torn meat that's in the field, Losuchilu, you can't eat it, Lakalav Tasich, and also you should feed it to a dog. So when there's an animal that was in the field, that could have been a kosher animal, but it was torn apart and it wasn't shechted properly, then it's fed to a dog. So Rashi asks an obvious question of really it would make more sense to give the meat, meaning it still could be eaten, not by yid, but it could be given to a guy, at least let a human benefit from it. Why give it to the dog? And Rashi tells us that She'in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekapeach Schar Kol Beria, that Hashem doesn't withhold schar from any creature. What's the schar that Hashem's rewarding this dog for? Back by Yitzias Mitzrayim, when the Pasuk tells us, L'chol B'nei Yisrael Lo Yacharat Kalav L'shono, that by Yitzias Mitzrayim, not one dog barked, the dogs weren't adding noise to, and for their silence, they were rewarded with, for the next many, many years, that Kaisel had this mitzvah, if an animal sounds that was killed in a field, to give it to a dog, to give it to the dogs. So point number one really from this pasuk, one takeaway, is the idea that for no matter what a person does, and life, Hashem doesn't withhold schar from anyone, and for anything that someone does, Hashem is going to for sure reward them, no matter how small it is. And the second idea is, I once heard in a share, and I don't have a source for it, but it was still such a nice idea, that who is this dog? Like, what's he doing? This dog is the sheepdog, and really his job is to guard and to protect the sheep, to make sure that none of them get attacked. What happened? He was lax in his duty, and wolf or whatever animal was able to come and attack one of these sheep, and that's why it became a shrifa. So what happened now with this sheep? What's done to it? We have this mitzvah to feed it to the calf. So really it doesn't make sense. Meaning the whole reason why this sheep now has to be given to the dog instead of being able to be shechted and eaten by is that because this same dog was lax, he didn't fully fulfill his duty, he didn't fulfill his job of protecting it. So why is it that we give it to him? And the reason is because we're showing gratitude to the dog for all the times that he did do a good job. And we're saying that, yes, you messed up this time, but we notice all the times that you did good. And there's a story that there was once a mother and her elementary, middle school age son missed the bus, and she had to drive him to school. And the boy, the whole time, like the whole morning, was like so scared, like he's gonna get into his car and like the whole car ride. He's like all tense, and like his mother's gonna like get all upset at him, like, how can you make me like drive you? And the mother instead tells him in the car, like, gives him a candy and says, thank you so much for all the times that you did make it to the bus, and for all the times that you did do what you were meant to do. And sometimes in life, it's so much easier to notice when someone didn't do what they were meant to do, but sometimes that's the part we notice, really us notice the times that, all those times that they really did do what they were meant to be doing. Have an amazing, amazing Sabbath.